Go Bolts, game five.
Game five.
Go team.
I'm loving it. Oh, tied up 2-2. Get ready to start game five.
Episode 63.
I predict now this is where we take it to them and we take the jump. We'll be up 3-2.
Clinch right
coming
home. Clinch at home on Thursday.
Exactly. There's a whole setup.
Debating on going to the game.
The team that scores first wins, and the winning team scores five or more goals a game.
Yeah, man, that was a shellacking last game, 7-3.
The one you were at?
Yep.
The one you said you were at?
Yep.
Yeah?
I thought I seen somebody in the...
Did you see somebody that looked like me?
It kind of looked like Bo.
He seen
more like you.
Oh, there it is.
More like you.
I thought you were at the game.
You lied.
I was bullshitting him, trying to piss him
off. Wow.
You were going to piss nobody off because I already went to the game.
Well, really win.
Friday.
Yeah,
no,
but
you didn't.
But we
yes,
lost.
We did.
Yeah, but we lost.
You really did go to the game.
Yeah.
I went, too.
We went. Me, him, John, and Ryan.
What the fuck?
John and Ryan?
What? Are you serious right now?
What?
Yeah.
And no. You did not
one's
call
a state attorney and one owns a pool business. It was a business meeting.
Now I don't even know if he's being honest.
What? You guys really went to the game and didn't call me.
What do you mean? What were we supposed
to do?
We told you.
We told you
last episode we were going to go.
You were bullshitting.
No, we weren't.
You were just trying to talk shit because I was saying I was going to go.
No, they really went?
We really went.
Did you really go?
Yeah.
I'm not missing another one.
Wow.
Now I'm not missing another one. You can't.
Oh my God! Yes, he has actual fucking video footage of this.
Whatever, dude.
Wow!
I bought a long sleeve shirt.
I want you to know. I'll remember
too.
That,
huh?
I just want you to know.
What do you, dude? They sell tickets to everybody.
Wait until. Yeah,
that's
but I would have gone
we're
with
saying
my guys.
Is we would have gone with you, but you didn't even invite us.
Oh, now we would have gone.
You didn't even invite us, though. I mean, we didn't even
tattoo,
have a chance.
You're just
Chip.
Too fucking cool for everybody.
What is it? What is it?
We didn't even.
Ever since he got his new tattoo, he's too fucking cool for everybody.
Oh, so what about me? Just fucking, I get. Tagged
well,
along.
I'm saying he dragged you. You probably said no. We should call Chip.
You really
Shorty P, and he said no. Fuck them.
You probably
let's go.
Drove, didn't you, dog?
No, I didn't. You really think I would tag along to that?
To the Lightning playoff game? Yes.
I wanted to go
for sure. You tag along.
He told me about it, and I was like, sure. He goes,
I got. You guys be too busy at the Rays game or something.
He told you.
The Rays were playing out of town.
He told you about it?
He said he got four tickets.
Really? All I got was four tickets.
You should have flown out of your town.
He said it to all of us.
You got four tickets?
And you thought about
it. Are you kidding me right now?
No. Now he's being really serious. Like,
you fucking got four tickets with four people sitting at this table, and you call two other fucking people?
Wow.
It was like a group decision.
Oh, yeah. I got your group
no,
decision,
okay.
Bro.
So here it was.
This podcast might be over.
Listen,
tonight.
Our buddy Neek was flying in from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Incident happened that Wednesday night or Thursday, right?
It was going to be like a welcome home thing from Korea. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a party for him on Saturday. I was going to surprise him.
Okay, well, step back first before you get into that story. How'd you get the tickets?
Listen,
so
we had to buy them.
They act like there's any excuse.
You didn't buy
that I'm
him. He just said he had.
I had to give him money for mine.
You had four
he gets
tickets.
Free tickets and then you had to buy it. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Not
wow.
only did you take other people, but
oh
you stepped
God.
Out
you
your
sold
brother
it?
And took money.
No,
you
I
sold
paid
the
one.
Free
oh
tickets.
Oh my God!
No, I've still
Go
owed
ahead.
For money for one ticket, but it was going to be me, Sean. Nick,
who
and
owes
John.
You for the ticket? So who screwed you? I wouldn't have screwed you. I would have paid you before I even got.
Barnes, your state attorney.
Barnes screwed you.
Yeah.
Oh man. Don't no, even pay, Johnny. Don't even pay, bro.
So
game's over.
Anywho, Neek had an incident in softball.
He got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got
says
hurt.
Says he did.
Is he all right?
Nah, they said he got a concussion. Delayed his trip for 2 weeks.
And
oh, really?
It got a little worse. He has to get some facial surgery.
Oh, no shit.
So, and the kid's knee's all blown up. So, he didn't make it. So, that's
so
where our buddy Ryan
So, I couldn't
Ryan
really go
in.
To John and be like, hey, so Neek's not coming in. I really can't take you to the game anymore. I'm going to just take two other people. Like, you can't really do that.
Why'd the pool guy get in on the deal?
Because the pool guy's
always about a fun time.
Pool guy's always about
I'm
a fun
not,
time.
I'm not
Shorty
saying
P's
that.
Not.
I'm not saying
wow.
that. But
you
we,
just said the pool guy was.
But we can't just, like, just
pick
one of
one
you.
Of you two. Like, that's going to.
That's
you
not
know?
Fair. That's
yeah,
like
but
saying.
Both of us would have been cool
also,
flipping a coin.
The
yeah,
pool guy,
that's
the pool guy is
right
our
there,
third season ticket holder to the Bucks game. So it's like, you know, it's...
They keep it in the family?
Oh,
is what
he has
saying?
Some
wow.
fucking inside scoop then. I mean, wow. he definitely... Hey, yeah, you owe him.
Before
you
we started this show, Chip said he was having a really great day.
That's now over.
That's over.
And you both said you're going to fucking ruin it.
That's over now.
You guys knew what you were doing before we even fucking got here.
Fuck, man.
What
Chip, I'm Shorty P, I'm fucking sorry, guys. Fuck, right. man. Fuck me. Fuck
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Shorty P and I are going to go to the next...
Damn.
I don't know. What do you want to go to?
It's Thursday night, and I already got tickets.
Thursday night.
We'll probably run into them if we go. They've already got tickets for this,
tickets.
Chip. I mean, I'm not going to.
I'll get a suite. That'll really piss me off.
Shit, that'd be nice.
It will.
That'd be really
well,
nice.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, don't think I won't.
We're taking a party bus there.
Oh, good for you.
And we're going to get the suite next to yours and then turn your power out.
There we go. All right, so Lightning Hour, they're getting ready to start game five. Series tied 2-2. Boys are looking good after the last game.
What was our picks from last weekend? Do we remember?
I do.
Dog said undefeated.
Undefeated.
He was wrong.
I was wrong.
I was not.
And, yeah, you were.
No, I was not.
Oh, no, you did say lose Friday, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I also have to apologize because after listening to the last episode, I was wrong, too, to open the show.
Oh, yeah.
How I said it was a 60-second episode, there's a movie called 62.
Yeah.
It was 42. 62. It's 61 because Babe Ruth's record was 60.
Right.
Roger Maris 61.
See, I googled
61,
that shit.
See,
and Mark McGuire hit 62.
I would have known that if you said 61.
But you weren't paying attention, so I'm almost apologizing in reference if you weren't paying attention.
Bo, I'm gonna stick up for you. You were thinking 42. What was Jackie Robinson's age?
No,
I know, but that's where you got the 42, 61.
Sword for you.
Yep, so. I got his back.
Yeah,
so.
Hey, you guys.
That was a great.
Hey,
that was a great.
Make sure you pay him for the free tickets. You got.
I did. I did. Okay. I paid him.
He did hand me $60 in the
$60 for a playoff. Oh God, move on. Just move on.
It's not what
I don't even want to talk about
worse,
it anymore.
Man.
It is.
The Chase Club was $370.
I would have given you. Where were you? You were in the Chase.
Not for $60.
We were in one. I think 119.
Like five rows up from the corner.
Don't wink as you say it. Just shit. Where were you?
We were 319.
Oh, good. Fuck it.
We were up there.
It was fun, though.
It was good seats. I mean, it wasn't an obstructed view, but it's...
Yeah, old Coop, he invited me to come sit down on the bench, but I passed.
You were with him Sunday.
I won. I was. Mm. Yeah. All right, so Lightning, other than that, boys look good. Let's see what they can do tonight. Prediction on tonight's score will be 4-2 Lightning.
I was thinking 4-3.
6-3 Lightning.
6-3.
Every winning team has scored five or more.
Big Cat looking good. He's pumped.
Oh, yeah.
He's feeling good now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
That's Toronto.
I know.
That's all they have, though. That's it. Like, beyond those barriers, there's no more fans.
Nobody
like,
else
is
there.
It's inside the stadium and then right there.
I heard that the news people up there, the journalists, were giving them shit.
Why?
Because there was a play in the corner where, I forget the guy's name, Englund. Right. He pulled up. Chernak was there. He didn't want to get roughed up, and they're just giving him. And he scored two goals for them.
Oh, for being a puss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a business move.
He sure did. But unlike the first game of the series when they lit up Colton with that bullshit.
He
only got one game for that. Dude, that was so fucking blatant. It wasn't even funny.
Shit, last game, on Sunday, that we started out. 4 or 5 power plays in the first period.
Yeah.
I mean, Stamkos set the tone with the goal in the first minute, but it was just like bam, bam, bam.
Yep. I watched a little bit of the Dallas game last night.
Your other favorite team?
No, not really. They don't seem as good as they
were. Hold on, they're starting this guy again?
Did they start him again?
Oh, yeah.
Jake Campbell or whatever?
I mean, you got to get him a redemption, I guess, if you think you're going to move on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they beat up on us with Vasilevsky one game, and we still got a Big Cat.
Have you ever listened to it on the radio? Hockey on the radio?
It's intense.
It's intense.
If you get a good announcer, your blood gets going.
Well, the guys that
do
it for the Lightning, Phil Esposito and Dave Michigan, I think it is, or something like that. But it's if you can sit there and just visualize it, then it's like you're watching the game. It's pretty crazy.
That's the best with the Bucks and Deckerhoff.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can visualize
everything this guy's
saying.
That's
his last year, too.
I know.
I do it with the Bucks and the Rays, too.
Have to.
You just sit there. That guy's standing in right field.
I wonder if Dave Moore will continue on
doing it.
He'll do the play. I don't know who they're going to get for play-by-play. That's a different breed.
God, I wonder who's going to be the next legend like that.
How about our boy TV12 getting 10 years, $375 mil for Fox News today?
Is that what the final numbers were?
10 years, $375 mil whenever he wants to start.
Yeah,
he can play as long as he wants, and they're ready for him whenever he's ready.
Well, and that's the thing as I was reading.
How do you think Tony Romo feels?
I mean, right? Or you know, and the best part is it specifically says he can pick whatever games he wants to do.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Do you know who besides him, well, whenever he starts, but the leading sports guy or talk radio or whatever announcer to get? Who is it?
I don't know.
Who? Joe Buck.
No.
No, fuck, it better not be.
He's not even on the top 5 list.
Chris Collinsworth.
He's not even up there either.
Don't say
those
names.
Those are some two of the best.
I screenshotted it, but second is Jim Rome at 30 million. Then it's Tony Romo at like 18. Steven
Gruden
was
up
five
there
at
like
nine
or something like that.
Keyword was.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's it's not any of these big guys.
You break Tom's
down. Have
they
said anything about who's going to be Tom's
side by side?
Gronk.
No. Oh,
that would be fucking classic.
That could be on Fox. It has to be on like Showtime or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Oh, well. All right. So that's coming up. Nothing really news in the Bucks. Not that I've seen. I mean, we didn't have anything big.
Yeah,
we talked about the draft last episode.
There's a few things going on. You got OTA starting up.
What is the date for that?
The OTA. Well, you have rookies report this week, May 13th through the 15th. Mm-hmm. And then on May 17th, the first session of OTA is 17th through the 19th. And then the second session will be the 24th through the 26th. And then the last one would be the 31st through the 3rd of June. Mandatory minicamp is June 7th and
9th. Did you see Hutchinson's deal today?
No.
They signed him.
For what?
I think it's $23 million guaranteed.
Yeah, so first picks overall, it's exactly what Jameis got. They get like no more than $25 million because of Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, $35 million and
for who?
23 signing bonus.
For who?
They gave him $35 million.
Hutchinson.
Who's that?
Detroit.
For the DN
from Michigan.
For the draft.
Oh,
their
really?
Their draft pick, their rookie.
Already?
Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy, dude.
What did you say? How much to the rookie?
Hutchinson is fully guaranteed and includes a fifth-year team option.
How much?
Hasn't even played a snap.
$35 million.
Wow.
I thought rookies can only make up to $25 million.
Well, he's got a $23 million signing bonus. It's 35 over 4 years.
Inflation, man. It's been rough on everybody.
Yeah.
It's really tough on that cap. Really tough on that cap.
They gave him a $23 million signing bonus, but the total contract's $35 million, so he's only getting paid X amount of dollars
exactly
per year.
For 4 years.
So he just got a check for $25
million. $23.
$23
million. $23,153,372.
Jeez.
Gosh, I didn't
and
think
his total contract is $35,713,388.
I don't think I'm cut out for the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and announce my retirement.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck
man.
That. I'm out.
The day after hits the bank.
Yeah,
I'm
out. Well, right now, that ain't shit right now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is, but right now, as far as.
Uh-oh. No, you little shit stick.
Oh. I mean, doctors are out there saving lives.
Yep.
Wow.
For paid nothing. I mean, they're still getting paid, but.
Teachers are out there
million
shaping
that is
future
kind of,
minds.
No, that is kind of a sickening thing. I mean,
but wow.
At the same sense, it's what that business brings into
yeah,
where you pay
yeah,
your
you're,
top
you're,
fucking
you're,
guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an argument can be made that teachers, their business, brings all these people that are out here making this money. They had to go through teachers at some point in time, or all
maybe
these executives and
the
shit
fans,
like that are making millions and millions.
Apples
maybe
oranges.
If the fans would stop
apples
paying these outrageous prices for the tickets. Them.
It's entertainment. It's live entertainment.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It is. At
maybe.
The end of the day, it is entertainment. Just like movie stars, why are they popular? Because they go on a TV and like live
because
this fantasy
we make
life?
Them popular.
Exactly.
Because
they have friends that are nice to
them
and take
popular.
Them to fucking games when they got tickets is what they got. Something I don't have.
Somebody
you,
that's
oh, well,
actually
man.
Had a ticket package since the week one of the season and still has never went to a game.
Yeah, that's
my fault.
Yeah.
He actually told me he was looking at tickets, but he didn't like the ticket selection because they were shitty.
He probably told his ticket person with the Lightning, yeah, just if they make it to the playoffs, just run my card. You know, I don't care. Just charge it. You know, don't even let me know if I have tickets.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that because I would have liked to go on. But that's
you can still
another,
go.
It's another
anybody
day.
Can
right,
go to
listen,
a game. You
I
just
get it.
Buy the ticket.
I get it. I just enjoy going with my friends, but I guess I don't have any. So
I should have flew up to Canada.
So we don't really have anything else, Bucks, other than Christmas Day. We're playing the Packers.
No,
it's not
no,
for
it's not for certain.
Oh, dude, that's a certain. That's a certain. I saw a part. Did you see that some of the schedules started coming out? Like they started leaking some. Like we have a game. We have a 9:30 a.m. game, which means you know what that means.
That's in
we'll
London,
be in yep. Germany.
And who are we playing?
Or Seahawks.
Yep.
But
yeah that's official from CBS. Everything else is elite. Is not.
Oh, really? Is it? Okay.
That
let's
was,
see.
That was from NFL. But
yeah NFL.
Everything right now is people are just leaking it. People are like, oh,
yeah,
I got the latest.
They got,
leak.
They got the information, bro.
Or
no,
they're just creating hype.
Exactly. Come look at my domain name.
This is my mock draft season picks. This is who's gonna play where because this is what I think. So that's all it is. It's hoopla.
It's hoopla. Hoopla, hoopla, hoopla. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who do you think we got week one?
Week one? I already know who we have week one.
Who?
You want to know who?
Yeah.
Arizona Cardinals.
What time?
How do you know that? Where'd you see that information? Prove it. Pull it up right now. Okay. Let's see it.
Well, I'm sitting here.
What time is the game at? 1 o'clock?
Schedule. Let's see. That's There's only two games that they have that they gave dates for, and that's our first game, Arizona, and Sunday.
Where are you seeing that?
Seattle. It's all the other dates are TBA.
What's the date? Does it say time?
It says time TBA.
Dude.
But it says the date. It's our first
game.
It doesn't say opponent.
Doesn't say opponent.
Yeah, it says at Arizona Cardinals.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll see when the schedule
I'll say, okay, so on the Bucks schedule, all it says is week 10 Seahawks.
Okay. What day is Buccaneers schedule released?
Thursday.
8 p.m. Yeah, 8 p.m.
Oh, like you guys know.
I've been waiting for that. Been waiting for that day since.
Oh, so you can go buy more tickets and not invite us?
I already
did. Oh, my God. Give
already
it up.
Did. They already have tickets, man.
Throughout the whole Stanley Cup playoffs now, I just made the order.
Are you not understanding that, Chip?
What?
They already have tickets.
Oh, I know. They already got. You already have more tickets, too?
Yes.
What do you got?
They're not going and looking for them. They already have it. Don't kid yourself.
We have more tickets. Whole playoff series.
We got our Germany.
See?
We,
look at this bullshit.
We got our Germany tickets,
Who's
too.
Going with you yeah. next time?
You bought tickets to go to Germany.
First off, you didn't get your Germany tickets.
Dude, there's a lady.
Neither one of you have a passport. Man.
I do, and I've been out of the country several times. But listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
This lady I know running a deal.
Now you know a lady.
$2,600 for two passengers and hotel for two
mm-hmm.
to the Germany game.
Who's doing that?
You still got to buy your tickets, though.
Okay.
And we can probably go through our season ticket.
Because
it is technically a home game, so yeah, it should give us some sort of deal.
So
I don't know. I don't think I'm
You want to go?
No.
Why?
See? Don't want
to
go.
I don't want to go to Germany.
Last time I'll ask you.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll be watching that at home.
I'm not really
What time does
one.
It start at?
9:30 a.m.
Okay, then.
But it's like 3:30 over there, I think.
And we'll be kicking the shit out of who's the... yeah.
Drew Lock,
that's right.
Or who else did they sign? They signed like Tyrod Taylor.
Geno Smith is
their
backup.
Smith or somebody.
Well, Jordan Love and Baker?
Did we just score? We just scored. Shorthand goal. See
did
you
we?
Guys.
Shorthand goal?
Oh, shoot. Let's see it.
Stamkos from the point. Goal! Nice. Stammer.
I think it was shorthand, too.
There's our new intro right there.
That was No, it's not shorthand.
They were on a power play. That's good when he starts out, when he scores the first goal. It's like
he loves that side.
Let's go, Lightning. Put the pressure on him.
I bet you if we looked how many of his goals came from that red circle on that side right there.
He's the red circle shooter.
Always, dude. Same spot. He kills it.
Yeah, man.
All right, gentlemen. So, nothing more on the Bucks. We're good. OTA's coming up. Dog gave us some dates. Rays, give it to me. What do we got?
They lost the last two games. They got a tough series with the Angels right now, who are playing phenomenal ball. They have that double-sided player, Ohtani.
He had two home runs and a grand slam last year.
And he's getting on the mound, I think, tomorrow. He's scheduled to start tomorrow. He's the only player in baseball right now that'll actually play the field and bat, and then he'll go pitch, and he'll actually bat during his pitching.
Ohtani.
Yeah, so tomorrow night will be a good game, McClanahan versus Ohtani, because McClanahan's our ace. So it's literally it'll be a good matchup.
It's gonna be a good one.
You want to go to the game?
I have my kids' playoff game tomorrow.
Oh,
so
nice.
Your kids' playoff game is more important than going to
yes, 100%.
Okay, we see how it is.
Hey, speaking of playoffs, I got to give a shout out to my buddy's two kids that are going in their TOC playoff games right now.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Little Nova and little Jakey the Snakey.
Jakey the Snakey?
Yep.
Goal!
Another one.
Another goal! Headman!
Oh, Hedy.
Let's go.
He shoots his goals!
Oh, you got to love Hedy.
Yeah, I don't think this goalie's feeling too hot. I wonder how many more they
take
let go
out.
By him.
Take him out.
Shorty P, off the quiet.
It's 2-0 in the first six and a half
minutes. I don't even know if they're going to score here at this rate. I'm thinking it's going to be 5-0.
Nah, they'll probably end up getting one somehow, some dumb way. I'd love to see a Vazzy shutout. But I think this goalie's just—I think he's just all about done. Though we cracked him.
I was thinking Hedy just might have just crossed over 700 with that. Jeez,
is he in front of him again? Yep, right in front of him.
Dang.
They were doing that all game last game, and that's why they got gold. They're just standing right in front of him, making it hard to see. But you can't get caught like that.
Good job, Bubba. All right, so
goal.
Anything rowdies?
Rowdies.
Are
they even playing?
Yeah,
right
I think they are playing right
now.
They're
not playing right now.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, they are.
Is it already?
Big check in the back.
I think it's like middle of the season.
So don't forget, coming up here, I believe that we have decided. What do we decide, boys, for the new format? July 1st, correct?
July 1st or June 1st?
June 1st, you are correct.
Or did you say July 1st?
I think we should do June 1st.
I'm thinking we're going to go back live again, guys.
Do we know? I don't know about live.
I do know about live. I think
we are
gonna,
alive.
I think we are going to go back live again.
Really? Why is that?
I think that's the way we're going to do it.
Is it?
Let the man speak.
I think we're going to be reconnected here a different way next week.
So you're going to figure out all of our stuff with the sounds. And
I would say that I'm about
90. Get our phone going here.
I'm about 90% of the way there. We're going to have a phone number through Skype, and then it's going to work like that.
No, we don't have. We already have Vonage and all that. You
no,
can call that
no.
On your
hey,
computer.
Look hey,
at it. We're going
hey,
it my
this
way.
This is 2022, Chip.
Dude, I'm not changing the phone numbers.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're going to have the phone number connected to me. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Vonage actually feeds through speaker, too.
Don't be afraid to change.
I get it.
Don't be afraid to change. Embrace it.
Go to the...
He-him.
But I think we need to
go
live again.
Go to my Pasadena office, and that phone that's in there is all set up for Take It Like a Fan. I don't know.
We're going to patch it in, Chip.
Okay, you guys do your thing.
We're going to do a lot of
because I have absolute confidence in you two so far.
What do you mean?
We got missing episodes.
Well, let's see here. Let's talk about that. Right, the episode last week.
Yeah, let's talk about the negativity you brought to the podcast.
Yeah, the episode last week.
I didn't bring none.
This episode last week was corrupt. Okay, there was no track info on it. So it said
zero.
Oh,
dude, you came in here ready to kill somebody.
I took a picture and it said 0000. But there was actual data on it. I could see that there was like 300-400 megabytes.
Whose fault was it?
I have no idea. But
well, no, you got to have an idea because there's only two people. It wasn't me. It wasn't Dog.
It's not so much as somebody's
fault.
I'm
going to blame it on the fact that the soundboard's not capable of handling a certain amount of, like, sound effects.
Maybe it's the
memory
card. Maybe it's the memory card itself.
It's possible that the memory card just was not very good, to be honest with you, too.
So, however, we got it came to this soundboard, however that presence was brought here. Might be the fault of the whole...
Hey, who brought the car here?
Look, there's two likely causes. It's the sound effects is one of the possible causes. The other one is that the sound card was just really shitty and it was corrupt.
Oh, well, we've been using it over
and we
over
have
and
not
over
used
over
what? We
over.
Haven't used any sound effects this episode on purpose, so we're going to see afterwards if we still get that problem.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, I have absolute confidence in both of you, so we'll figure it out for next week.
Sounds good.
Okay,
to me,
good. All right, so we got the fan contest coming up. FanDuel is ready to rock, so you guys know I've got that set up for the beginning of the football season.
Speaking of seasons.
I mean, do you guys let me ask. Do you guys really want to participate, or are you tired?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not tired of you winning. I mean, it's only been my first season. It's my second season with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of concerned with FanDuel. They've got me, like, into these new games now, like playing baseball and basketball for money, like these micro games.
No, I think you just have an addiction.
You got
addicted.
And then I didn't realize, look, here's me not realizing I thought they gave me this money for free, and then it's like actually coming out of my other FanDuel account. So that thing's like drained, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yep. So it's like actual real sports game.
And
like,
you didn't have any winnings from last year like I did.
Wow.
That are still in my account.
Actually, I did have winnings last year.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly.
How many winnings did you have in your account, Bo? Oh, yep, quiet.
I had $100 of mine.
My guy. My guy. All right, so that'll be ready. We got our picks that we got to do. We got our giveaways coming up. Have you guys... Oh, yeah, by the way, we were supposed to come to the table tonight with our concept for our commercials.
Oh, boy.
Who came to the table prepared?
I'm prepared.
You're prepared?
Yep.
I'm not prepared with anything that I'm that proud of.
Well,
let me just hear your pitch.
So, what is your concept... For the law firm, for the attorneys.
No, I didn't think that's what we were doing.
It's not a concept. It's just more of a local, like a shout out for an advertisement, right?
No, this is like...
Okay, well, 3, 2.
Wait, hold on a second.
Ever been in a car accident? I have. You know what I did? I called Yanchuk Berman, Wadley, Thomas, and Berman. And there they were, night and day, throughout my case. They made sure I was all right. They got me feeling better. They'd even call me on the weekends just to make sure I'm doing okay. What can I say? What a great group of guys.
The voice inflection sold it.
Pretty solid. Yeah, they are a good team.
Clear Eyes. Clear Eyes is awesome.
But I thought we were going to do advertisements for us. We got to get people
to
come.
No, we're supposed
to.
No.
We have to get people to. No, no, no. Hold on.
Yeah, no,
we
we're supposed
to
take clips
to
of our shows for that. We are supposed to be promoting that guy from MWD Web Design.
No, we're not taking clips from the shows.
What?
No, man. We have to be able to advertise on other podcasts for them to come listen to us.
Oh, all right. Give it to me. You ready?
No.
Three.
I'm waiting
two.
For you.
Oh. I don't have that down.
Okay. So you didn't come prepared, then, is what you're saying.
I was picturing like an ad, like we could have like campfire sound, you know, the sound of a fire in the background.
I like that, dog.
That doesn't really like nice. Bring out the attorney.
But no, I was gonna do a play off of the whole Salem witch trial things with the lawyers.
But can you do that? Is that legal?
I can. Of course you can. We can do anything we want. We're taking like a fan.
Okay.
Or don't listen. If like that's what we say. Take it like a fan or don't listen. So if you're not going to listen, you don't got to worry about trying to sue us if we're for copyright infringement. Fair enough?
That's I don't know, man. I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, don't you don't you don't got
sure
to listen.
I like that either.
don't fucking listen if you don't want to listen.
So let me get this right. You think that the whole concept or the whole event
don't listen with the
of Salem witch trials are copywritten?
I don't even know what the Salem witch trial is.
You've never heard of the Salem witch trials?
No, I'm not a nerd.
When they thought that these chicks were literally witches, so they'd march them down and burn them alive in front of everybody.
That's a classic.
Yeah, it actually happened right around the corner from where Katie grew up.
I'm sure. Really? That, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's
made
I'm sure
a
it's
lot
trademarked.
Of movies, yeah.
Was it? Is that where they got the wicked pizza?
The wicked
whoa,
pizza.
Whoa!
Man,
oh,
man,
oh, man
not
down,
good.
Man
not
down.
Good. Not
that's
good.
A maple
big
leaf.
Big fight about to break out.
Not good.
Get the stitches.
Yeah, he's hurting.
Good.
Good
this,
for him.
This is where you just go kick him right in the
yeah,
ribs.
Man, we just got to brainstorm on these commercials, these little ads. I definitely agree with Shorty P. We definitely need one for us so we can throw it to other podcasts. So, and their commercial break, we can also throw that commercial in our commercial break.
Oh,
and
so
have
scratch
like
my
a
back, I scratch yours?
Yeah. And then,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
See?
What nice. I was thinking was be sure to catch our next episode of the Take It Like a Fan podcast on Spreaker featuring the Bucks, Lightning, and Tampa Bay Rays. Get four unique sports perspectives, support your favorite teams, call in to join the action, and participate in free contests to win sports-related prizes.
Yes, because we are Take It Like a Fan, the Fan Contest Network.
The Fan Contest Network?
Oh, puck got him right in the face.
I don't even
Jesus.
Know. Like, we couldn't even get, like...
I just took a dude, shot.
We couldn't even get our own tickets from our own, like... podcast well, like groupies here
they're not our friends so
evidently not.
Oh my god you guys grow up forward. Everybody has the opportunity
throw me a freaking
tickets.
Bone here
and then they did give it to the pool guy so I mean they soon give it to pretty much any
hey, I'll
listener
tell you what,
here too
if I known you guys would have went out like those two did afterwards then I would more of sure have brought you guys
oh yeah. I believe they would show
hey, I'm
us
just gonna do whatever I can I'm just don't do anything wrong I'm telling you right now I'm calling the cops so you can spend more time with John Barnes.
What?
We get your ass arrested.
You're recorded.
Yeah. That's all right. I got people.
You got people. We all got people. We probably have the same people.
All right. What else we got? Anything else?
I think we got some Would You Rathers.
We got some playoff hockey.
Oh, and we got a penalty
style.
Coming up.
Oh, nice.
Playoff hockey
they
style Would You Rathers.
What do you do? 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 What do you do?
Oh,
come on. He wanted to reach in his pocket.
They're desperate. They're getting dirty now.
All right, what do you got, dog?
All right.
I don't even know the benefit of that. Like, you're not going to get away with it. All he has to do is really turn his hips.
We got about five, six would you rathers. Some of them are two-part questions, and it's all playoff style.
Two parts.
Yeah, two-part would you rathers.
Let's do it.
All right. First part of this question, would you rather change the size of the hockey puck? So you can change the size of it, right?
Okay.
Second part of the question. If you change it, whatever, it stays the same circular, you know, shape.
Mm-hmm.
If you change it, like the shape of the size of it, then you have to change the shape of the puck.
Oh,
so
what you're saying.
So
if you're
you,
saying if you made it like.
It's either a bigger puck or a little small puck that's circular,
mm-hmm.
or if you wanted to change the size of it,
you have to change the shape
of it, like a triangle
it,
puck.
I think it's perfect think size.
A square puck.
A
could you imagine?
Would hurt
you can't
like
do
hell.
You
dude.
Can't, I don't think you can do any other puck besides a round puck.
Why? What if you hit a slap shot on that square
that's
one?
That's gonna fucking
it's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah. <I don't.
laughs> Yeah. Those points would hurt, man. Yeah. Those edges would be bad.
I mean, that's a would
you
rather.
Here's the question. Like you know, like basketballs are smaller for us up till a certain age. Usually, I think it's middle school, then high school, another ball. College is, I think, the same size, but then pro ball is a little bit bigger. Is hockey the same way as that?
Same puck?
It is not.
It is
same,
not, right?
It
it's
the
same
puck
size
all
puck.
Throughout.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right, second one. Would you rather change the number of players on ice, like throw like another guy or two guys in there?
Like a 6-on-6 deal, okay.
Yep. Or... keep it the same, 5-on-5, but change the size of the ice ring? Like, is it going to be a bigger one or a smaller one? Make it more compact.
It's tough for me to say. It's not like baseball where they got so many things wrong. Hockey's got it right, in my opinion. The size of everything, the game, the speed of it, everything I think is spot on. That's what makes it exciting, especially playoff hockey.
I'd shrink the rink.
Make it tighter?
A little bit.
I don't know, man. That size, they get to flying, bro.
But when they do like the overtime, when it's like 3-on-3, it just looks weird.
Come on, give me another one.
I mean, but in all honesty, that's literally like the right dimensions for 5-on-5, though.
All right.
Oh, there's another one.
Another penalty?
Yeah. Yep. Took him down.
It's going to be.
Wow.
5-on-3.
Yeah, it's about
all right. Well,
looks like we got to go Thursday. Watch him clinch.
Yeah, speaking of penalties, would you rather have less penalties being called and more fights breaking out, or more penalties with more power plays?
More
with the officials.
Less penalties, more fights.
Yeah, I want more fights.
Yeah, I'd like to see some more fights too.
Yep.
I'm not really a fan of the power play.
I want to see. I mean, if someone's going to get taken out of the game, I don't want them to sit in a box for 3 minutes. I want them out of the game.
I think a power play should go to the team that lost the fight. So the power play. Like the person in the penalty box. If you lose, you get your ass kicked. You go to penalty box, and team that won, they get the power.
So not
play.
Only do you lose, but you have to go to the box.
I would like to actually see more penalty shots. I know that wasn't part of it, but
penalty shots, like one on ones,
yeah,
throughout the game.
Yeah, like you know, some,
I could
just
see
like
that.
Just some. Yeah,
when it goes
like,
to shootouts and stuff at the end, it's exciting as shit.
It really is. Like when it's that just one on one. I mean, that's skill to skill, man. I like.
Tell
that.
Me, we just scored again.
Nope. No. What do I need to get a bigger TV for you?
All right. Next question.
Jesus Christ.
Would you rather have the playoffs stay the same, how they got it now, or would you rather have a loser bracket, one game to stay alive type of playoff? So if you lost a series, you're not technically out of it. You play another team.
Come on,
and you just one game decides your fate.
Oh, you missed it, Cooch. You fucking missed it. Oh, that's not good.
I don't know. I mean, if we're consistent, so I mean, I would say I'd say one game decides fate.
Yeah,
I'd love one game playoffs for all sports.
No, I'm talking for a loser bracket. So yeah, if you lost your series, you have one game to play from another team that lost their series to stay alive in a loser bracket.
No.
And then that final game,
you're gonna be playing. So the winner of the losers is gonna play the winner of the winners. That's not fair to the winners because they've already lost. As soon as you lose, you're done.
I kind of agree.
All
right. No loser should be rewarded with a second chance.
Yeah, it's like participation trophies.
That's like saying Hootie and the Blowfish and Hanson are coming back.
I mean, basketball's doing it with their play to get
basketball
in.
Basketball needs to go to one game playoffs, one game finals, and just be done with it.
Would you rather be a small...
What does baseball need to do?
More games.
Would you... Listen. More games.
Faster games.
Would you rather be a small, fast player or a big physical player?
Big physical.
Well,
small guys don't get
let
touched.
Let these small guys run at me.
What sport? Are you talking? What sport are you playing?
We're talking playoff hockey.
So would I rather be like a?
No, look, I'll answer that.
Have no choice.
You want to be a Rojo?
I broke a lot of bones because I was small and I was fast. But when you do get caught, and you do get caught, it fucking hurts.
Yeah, I'd probably be big and physical.
I would
want to
be big and physical. And
I mean, seriously, give me a small running back in the league right now. Mixon's not very big.
Right now?
No, the one time Montgomery.
Miles Sanders?
Yes, from Jets, right? So imagine, would you rather be that guy, small, quick, fast, and agile, or would you rather be Ray Lewis and just lighten people up?
Barry Sanders, Mike Allstott, who do you want to be? They both have their greats, you know?
If you ever put Mike Allstott on the board, that's
with Barry Sanders?
That's the road I'm going.
All right, last would you rather. Would you rather see goalies fight? Or head coaches fight?
Head coaches.
Head coaches
would be good.
Hell yeah.
That's only happened a couple of times. It happened with Patrick Waugh, the old goalie in Colorado, and he like was shaking the glass so bad between him and the coach that he knocked the glass over into him and shit like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That happened, I think, a couple, 3 years ago.
That's it for the would you rather.
I don't remember ESPN covered hockey this much.
What do you mean?
I was trying to think. I don't remember.
It's like basketball is the same as this. It's TBS, TNT.
Well, yeah, it's Disney. BC it's all Sun. I've just never noticed ESPN actually cover like hockey as much as they have lately.
Once in a blue moon through the season and the playoffs, they're all over it.
Because they actually had hockey on ESPN and ESPN2, but then they had basketball on the TBS and TNT channels.
Yeah.
Hold on, we didn't fucking score on that power play.
No.
No.
Oh, you got to be shitting me.
Dude, we've had 14 shots on goal already to 3.
Yeah, they're not. Toronto's. They
can't. We got to get them shook, man. We got to get them fired up.
I think they're.
They came out to play today.
I think they're just a little lost.
All right, boys.
Put the world on notice, man. They're not fucking around. There's a reason why they went back to back, and they ain't afraid to go back again. It's number one bullshit.
So our concept for the ads is going to be just a conversational piece is how we would like to do it. Okay, I'm on board with that if you guys are.
Yep, and I think it should be optional.
I'm good with that.
Should be optional.
As in, what do you mean optional?
Well, I say next week we go into a commercial break, and I guess we're going to let Bo do his
commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Let's get it right. Let's
do it.
Let's get it perfected.
Let's get it perfected, man.
Anything from you, Shorty P?
Is this going to be live next week?
Man, we're all under your guys.
Right? I mean, like, why am I asking you?
Well,
right?
Spreaker doesn't offer live.
Is it going to be live?
Spreaker doesn't offer live.
All right, it's going
to
be live next
We'd
week.
We'd have to go back to live 365 and cancel Spreaker again?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be live, man.
You're pretty sure it's going to be live? And yeah. Then we'll just use Spreaker to upload to all the platforms.
Yep. Yeah, okay. We'll be good.
Let your conscience be your guide, man.
Yeah, let your conscience be your guide, Shorty P.
We'll be there, man.
Dog, anything? How do these people get a hold of us, bud?
I mean, you can always set us up on social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Don't matter. Take it like a fan.
Bitch.
Studio line 844-542-4111 and text line 727-388-1644.
Okay. Anything else from you, Bo?
Go Bucks. Go Lightning. Go Rays. Go home.
Let's go Bolts.
Take it like a fan, boys.
Peace.
Let's go Bolts.